With the holidays coming up, there's a lot of opportunity to share time with family, but we're also, unfortunately, to share our germs. And with it being cold and flu season, that can mean you're spending your Christmas or New Year sick in bed, which is no fun at all.
All right. We talk about cold and flu. What are the main differences when you're talking about a cold and having the flu?
They display similar symptoms, so they can be very difficult to tell them apart. Both the flu and the common cold are respiratory illnesses caused by different viruses. Generally, cold symptoms are much milder than the flu, rarely result in serious health problems like pneumonia, bacterial infections, and hospitalizations. Flu symptoms, on the other hand, usually appear rather abruptly, unlike a cold, which is more gradual and more intense. Symptoms of the flu can include fever, body aches, chills, extreme fatigue, chest discomfort, and a headache. Cold symptoms more commonly include a stuffy nose, sneezing, and a sore throat. If you're not sure which one you have, definitely visit your doctor or a local urgent care clinic, and there's an easy test they can perform.
I have to ask you, though, if you do have a cold or flu, is there a way to kind of get back quicker than maybe than just riding it out? Are there things we can do?
Kind of, yeah. So, you know, it's important to note that neither the cold or the flu can be treated with antibiotics. Those are to be treated bacterial infections, and the cold and flu are viruses. So the best thing you can do is to get plenty of rest, drink plenty of clear fluids to avoid becoming dehydrated. Tylenol or Motrin can be used to relieve fever or body aches. And if you have a cool mist humidifier, run that as much as you can. Steamy showers also help alleviate chest and nasal congestion.
Renee Anderton is with us. She is a community health worker with UPHP and Upper Peninsula Healthcare Solutions, talking about this. Renee, the question that comes to mind is, what can people do to stay healthy this holiday season?
Well, first of all, if you do get sick, you know, stay home from work or school. The cold and flu can definitely be contagious, and you can do your part by not spreading it to others, especially those who are very young or medically frail. Mm-hmm. Secondly, wash your hands and wash them again, especially before eating or touching your nose, mouth, or eyes, where germs can easily be transmitted. Hand washing is one of the easiest ways to stay healthy and to stop the spread of germs to yourself and others. And on that same note, you know, sanitizing common things that people touch, like door handles, like switches, fridge doors, and et cetera, at your home, workplace, to help stop the spread of germs.
One other thing I think is important, too, is to make sure that we're all hustling and bustling and we're running around. Be aware of not getting too tired and beat up, eh?
Yeah, the holidays can definitely be very hectic and a stressful time. So try not to get very caught up in the hustle and bustle and things, and take time to make sure you're eating healthy, getting regular exercise, and getting plenty of sleep. Tired, stressed bodies are more susceptible to germs and illness.
One of the things to remember here as we hit the home stretch of this is if you have elderly relatives that you love hanging out with at the holiday, they and small children are the most susceptible to this. So just common sense, too, is another big factor. And unfortunately, at this time of the year, like Walt said, you get this hustle and bustle going, and common sense can shoot right out the door. Remember grandma and grandpa, because they are the ones that could really be affected the worst.
Yes, for sure.
Now, a question also is that when we hear flu, we think flu shots. Yeah. Is it too late for the flu shot? And what can people keep in mind with a flu shot?
It's not too late to get a flu shot if you haven't already. The flu vaccine is considered safe and effective at preventing the flu. Anyone 6 months of age or older can get the vaccine, but you should talk to your doctor first to make sure you don't have any health-related reasons why you shouldn't.
Common places to maybe get one, a flu shot?
It's widely available at many doctor's offices, clinics, your local health department, pharmacies, and more, and it typically is little to no cost to you.
So what's kind of the thing to keep in mind going into the holidays here with cold and flu?
Just to make sure you're taking care of yourself, people around you, you're staying healthy, and you're enjoying the holiday season.